DHS, Trump's $5 billion request will build 215 miles of border wall. By Neil Munro on November 29, 2018. Department of Homeland Security, DHS. Officials are detailing the border wall extensions they will build if Congress provides the $5 billion sought by President Donald Trump in 2019. The $5 billion addition will buy 215 miles of Border Patrol's highest priority border wall miles, said a statement by agency spokeswoman Katie Waldman. She continued, when combined with the funds provided in FY 2017 and FY 2018, if funded at $5 billion in FY 2019, DHS expects to construct more than 330 miles of border wall in the U.S. Border Patrol's highest priority locations across the southwest border. DHS is positioned to construct 215 miles of Border Patrol's highest priority border wall miles, including roughly 5 miles in San Diego sector in California, roughly 14 miles in El Centro sector in California, roughly 27 miles in Yuma sector in Arizona, roughly 9 miles in El Paso sector in New Mexico, roughly 55 miles in Laredo sector in Texas, roughly 104 miles in Rio Grande Valley sector in Texas. A DHS statement said, walls work. When it comes to stopping drugs and illegal aliens across our borders, border walls have proven to be extremely effective. Border security relies on a combination of border infrastructure, technology, personnel, and partnerships with law enforcement at the state, local, tribal, and federal level. For example, when we have installed wall in Yuma sector, we have seen border apprehensions decrease by 90%. In San Diego, we saw on Sunday that dilapidated, decades-old barriers are not sufficient for today's threat and need to be removed, so new, up to 30-foot wall sections can be completed. However, no barrier cannot work without changes to the asylum laws and child protection rules set by Congress and by judges. Migrants use those catch-and-release loopholes to walk through the existing walls and fences by merely bringing children up to the border and then declaring they want asylum. The loopholes have allowed at least 200,000 Central American migrants to walk through the walls and to get jobs in the United States. Trump has pressured Congress to close the loopholes, but he is facing pressure from the Business First GOP leaders to drop his demand for legal changes that would close the loopholes in any border wall. Trump has not clearly said that any deal on border funding must also include border law changes. The policy also drives up real estate prices, widens wealth gaps, reduces high-tech investment, increases state and local tax burdens, hurts kids' schools and college education, pushes Americans away from high-tech careers, and sidelines at least 5 million marginalized Americans and their families, including many who are now struggling with opioid addictions. Immigration also pulls investment and wealth away from heartland states because coastal investors can more easily hire and supervise the large immigrant populations who prefer to live in the coastal states.